Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni Nashville Hotel today at Kitchen Notes. Dr. Crane is back in the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. The Four Nations tournament has been going on, and I got to tell you, it has been very, very exciting. Sweden defeated the U.S. last night 2-1. The U.S. did sit a few guys. They're in the championship game. They will play Canada Thursday night for all the marbles. So we look forward to that matchup once again because it was such a fun game. We say hello now to Hal Gill, who joins us here on the program, Predators analyst. Skillsy, the Four Nations has been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
It's been awesome. I was blown away. You know what? When they started talking about that, you know, early in the season, it's the build-up. You know, I was expecting guys to go play hard. It's for your country. It's I didn't expect it to be this hard, though. It's crazy. It's like the speed of this game and the way they're playing and just the pace, the intensity, it kind of blows my mind. Like even that game last night, U.S. and Sweden, you know, they're going out and the game doesn't mean anything. Like it's, you know, the Sweden isn't going to get in. They're still going and battling. Brady Tkachuk is out there running around smoking guys. And it's crazy. I do wonder how much the NHL and the owners are going to be like, we can't do this type of tournament during the season because it's not the Olympics. The Olympics is, I think, is a different beast, but this is becoming something pretty special and so fun to watch. I've enjoyed it. So I can't wait for Thursday night. That'll be awesome. I don't know how this is going to play out, but I know it's going to be entertaining.
Well, you know how international tournaments can be. I mean, there's a lot of pride and everything, especially when you have, you know, the Olympics or the Worlds or whatever it may be. But in this situation, since there's only four, you know, I feel like it's almost elevated. And it's kind of like, you know, you've combined an international tournament with an all-star game, with a regular NHL, like, rivalry game. But the fact that you have guys that are teammates, you know, regularly now going against each other, it's been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? The funny part is I played in five world championships. And you know, there's competitive and then there's that extra snarl when you have a rivalry. And Canada for the U.S. has always been that rivalry, like, you know, going toe-to-toe. In the world championships, it was – those games are awesome because we are just trying to go, you know, two physical teams that would battle and play hard. And Canada was always had that swagger that they were just the toughest and the meanest. And when it comes down to grit, Canada is going to be the bully. And after watching the World Juniors, where the U.S. played a more physical game and ended up winning that tournament, and Canada coming into this, like I think the U.S. has kind of bullied them with the Tkachuks going out there and chucking the knuckles and Miller getting involved in it. I think this is the first time I've seen Canada be the less physical team. And so it's a passing of the torch, I think. And now I'm waiting to see the response, right? Canada's got to come out and battle and show that fire that they can play a physical, hard game. And so it's escalating. And I think that's great for sports is because people are seeing best on best, but not just best on best, like in an all-star game, but best on best that they care. I mean, they're giving it everything they got, blocking shots and taking hits and giving hits, you know, chucking nucks if they need to, whatever it takes to get this. So it's a great way to see some of the best hockey you'll ever see.
You know, Hal, you know all the people across the league, they had to be ecstatic once this, you know, 9 seconds into the game, three fights, everything. You know, the purest hockey fans are just loving this. I know fighting has been kind of, you know, shut. You know, we don't want to do that anymore. But I'm telling you, my entire feed Saturday night, Hal, was about the fight. And I think people like, all right, what's going on? I think it's good for the sport. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, you know what? The reason it's so awesome is because these are the best on best. You don't have, you know, and no offense to, you know, probably my game and other guys that I played with, that were out there, you know, just grinding it down and slowing down the game and you know, getting in fights and just trying to stay relevant and setting the tone with it, with fights. This is great players that are going and fighting each other. You know, Bennett and Tkachuk is, you know, they're both great players and they're out there swinging. And so I think when you put the skill of great players and give them that tenacity and that toughness, I think that's what makes it awesome. And that's what the great part of the NHL and hockey in general is, that you can fight, you can settle scores, you can change momentum in a game, you can set the tone. All this stuff that fighting is good for is being showcased, and not just a couple meatheads that really don't have an impact on the game other than fighting. And so I think that's the fun part for me is, and I think, you know, the rest of the world kind of saw what, you know, I don't want to say good fights. There's no such thing as good fighting, right? You tell your kids right. that, but this is good fighting. Like, this is what it's made for, and this is what it should be all about. And so that's what I think the rest of the world saw is, okay, this is what real fighting is about, and this is how it impacts a game, and this is how the USA went out and set the tone.
Well, you think there'll be an edict come down from on high for the championship game? All right, don't do this again. We don't need this. This isn't good, blah, blah, blah. And do you think that edict will be ignored by the players?
You know what? It's funny because, you know, the TNT desk was talking about it and said, well, there's only one way to play, and that's, I think, Paul Bissonnette so eloquently described balls out hockey. I think you have to play a hard game, but you don't need to throw yourself at guys, especially in a game that doesn't mean anything. You know, it's a one game rundown on Thursday. You know, I'd like to see these guys not go out and try to kill each other and just play the game hard, but there's something to be said for, hey, I'm going to set the tone with a big hit. If one of the Tkachuks goes out, or any U.S. player for that matter, goes out and runs someone and gets a big hit, the Boston Garden is going to go insane. You know, like it's going to be loud. It's going to be awesome. And that's going to get the momentum going. So I think these guys care too much about winning to not go all out. And I'm sure there's been the emails, initiatives, notes on the bulletin board, like, hey, guys, like, this is a fun game. Let's keep it clean. But I think there's also a mindset that we're going to win and we're going to do whatever it takes to win. And so I think you're going to see guys ignoring all the initiatives and all the bulletin board material.
Hal Gill is with us. You know, I know Preds fans were hoping to see UC Saros go into this tournament and have a good tournament, you know, unless it was against the U.S. I certainly understand the pride thing. But he had a rough outing. He does come back in yesterday, doesn't give up a goal. How do you think that this affects his confidence? Because I know that's been a big topic of conversation that we've had lately with Juice and his confidence.
Yeah, well, don't forget, you're also playing against, you know, not just four first lines, but four, like, really good first lines combined with the best players of every line on every team. And so, you know, I think you take what you can out of this tournament. And, yeah, you want to get some momentum, and you're hoping Juice goes and finds his game and plays well. But you also take it with a grain of salt because, you know, everywhere you look, there's another shot that's elite level that's better than, you know, you might play against, I don't know, pick any NHL team and have three or four guys that you're worried about on each team. And with this, you're worried about every guy on the ice. Throw in the defensemen as well. Like, these guys are coming down and every one of them can light you up. And so I think you have to take it with a grain of salt. It's a battle in this tournament. The best on best is just that for a reason. Like, these guys are good. So I think, you know, you learn a lot. I know that was, these games are faster than any game I've seen this season. So, you know, coming back, I think all these players are going to go, oh, whoa, okay, this game slowed down, and the NHL, as fast as it is, isn't even close to the level that they're playing in this Four Nations.
How they come back, they got four games in 6 days. Luckily, these games are at home. What do you need to see from the Preds when they hit this last half part of the season?
It's just I think you get a good reset. Like, you know, the three guys that we're playing obviously are going to come back and say, oh, like we just talked about, it's going to be, all right, back to business as usual, like get into our game. But the other guys that took a break and had a chance to just get away from the grind of a losing season, I think it's going to do wonders for them. I think they're going to come back with a fresh mindset. And I think what we need to see from them is just coming together as a team and developing their identity, playing the right way. You know, there's younger guys in the lineup that are going to get some looks and they're going to get more minutes. And I think we need to see the veterans kind of set the tone for how they play and the style that they're going to play. Can they play a team game and find that identity? You know, last year it was relentless. You know, they haven't been relentless. They need to find a new identity or find that relentless game that they had last year. And I think that's the challenge that they need to come together. And with a fresh mindset, I think that's going to be a good, you know, you have your iPhone and you hit the buttons on each side and reset the whole thing. And it yes. comes back and it works. And it works normal. I think that this break is that little reset that they need.
For sure. We'll get it going again this Saturday. Skillsy, thanks as always. We'll see you this week.
Yeah, and I'm excited to get back. I mean, hey, everyone enjoyed the break, but, you know, I'm excited for Thursday night's game and then back to being a Preds fan and watching these guys go out and do their thing.
Yeah, us too. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you Saturday.
Sounds good. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Hal Gill, Predators analyst, joining us. You can see him on TV on the FanDuel Sports Network and hear him on the radio as well on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.